Welcome to No Filter, a skincare podcast featuring the good, the bad, and the unfiltered. Hosted by myself, Courtney Adams.
And me, Griffin Churchwell.
Okay, yeah, I personally think that cellulite is the devil.
Well, it's just... it's unpleasant to look. Well, why is it unpleasant? Because we don't see it. And that's one thing I think, like, I'm always talking about, well, not always, but voting with your dollars, like buying these magazines that airbrush these women's cellulite. And we don't think it's normal because we don't see it reflected in the media.
Yeah, yeah. And the reality is that, like, I am a petite person, but I have cellulite on my back of my legs and my butt. And because I'm small, I'm like, why do I have this? Like, yeah. This isn't fair. You know, it's like, why do I have this? You know, let's back up because we just pushed record on the podcast. Griffin and I were just sitting here talking and I was like, you know, I have a hard time because we both have fat destruction devices at our workplace. And I was like, yeah, I have a hard time doing that procedure and like selling that procedure and wanting to talk about it because it really starts to like get into like body image and things of that nature. And not like being a petite person, it's like I don't want to ever like create a body image issue for someone else or like start to touch on that, you know, like that's hard. I have my own issues, you know. It's like I don't ever want someone to tap dance on that. And so like Jane does a really good job in that arena, and you do a really good job in that arena because you said,
because I have a long history of body image issues. I joke, I have a stack of body image issues bigger than, you know, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues.
I'm sorry, just, that's not funny.
No,
but I just like got like a image of like a stack of
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and I think some of it comes from a lot of different places. I mean, just growing up, my mom was a yo-yo dieter. She is larger and has always gone back and forth, trying to lose the weight. And, then when I was about, I guess, what was that, fifth, sixth grade, I started taking ballet. And in ballet, it's all about being tiny. And I was around girls who were obsessed with their weight. Mm-hmm. And I quickly saw the thing to do was be as small as possible. Like, really just as small as you can be. So I started doing pretty extreme dieting in like sixth and seventh grade. Like, I don't know, like parsing out like calories and sandwiches and vegetables. And it's really crazy when I think back on it. And I tried to be anorexic, but I just can't because I love to eat. And I tried to be bulimic, but I didn't like putting my fingers down my throat. Like I really went through all of that, like honestly. And then in high school, I kind of started focusing less on dieting, more on exercising, which was helpful because exercise makes you feel strong. And I love to do a lot with yoga and weightlifting because weightlifting makes me feel strong. And I find that really helps with my body image issues when I'm doing good workouts. But
you are strong.
Thanks.
Like you are so strong.
So in my consults, like when we were talking about cellulite and body image issues before we hit record, I was saying I'm so careful in what I say to people, and you have to come to me and you have to tell me, like I ask everyone, what are you here to talk about today? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly how I phrase it. Not what don't you like about yourself, what part's too fatty, what are you here to talk to me about today? And then I just listen to what they answer. Because a lot of times I get, you know, all sorts of stories similar to mine about how we're all trying to find this balance of like feeling strong and healthy, but not obsessing about cellulite, which is something that so many women have. And there's not a great non-surgical cure for it. I don't think there's a great surgical cure for it. Liposuction doesn't cure cellulite. A lot of people don't know
this.
It's
just our anatomy.
Yeah, it's just the natural like breakdown of those bands between the fatty layer and like the outermost layer of skin. It's just the bands break down and the fat starts getting all cottage cheesy in there.
I know. You know, there's no way to get rid of it. You know, like, let's just be 100% real, like you said. There's just ways, when you think about like we have something called Bella Shape, and it's like it just smooths it out right. for a little while.
Right. The heat can help cause those collagen coils to like retract and tighten up. But it is something that has to be maintained.
Yeah, because you break down collagen every year. And
it's got to be maintained, and you usually up front have to do multiple treatments, like one a week, one a month, for like 4 to 6 maybe.
Yep.
And then you're going to see it every year to help keep it. So that's, and I know that the industry is working on it, and whoever solves that problem will make a zillion dollars.
Can
it be us? Lord Jesus.
We'll still do the podcast, guys, if we start making the bills.
Give us the knowledge to cure cellulite.
Yeah.
But
we all have it. So backtrack, it's like we all have it.
Well, I also have to say the knowledge to accept our cellulite, you know, or like just bless us to just accept.
Self-love.
Accept the
cellulite.
If we can't figure out how to destroy it, bless us with the grace to forgive us for having cellulite.
Yeah. Like, I did a series of Bella Shape before I went to Mexico for my friend's bachelorette trip pre-COVID. and I was like, oh, my God, y'all, taking pictures of my butt. It looks so good. Like, I have a pancake butt and cellulite. So the Bella Shape just made it look so, like, plump and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
So it is nice for a special occasion.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to really feel yourself.
Well, it's funny because this is something I've never really done, but I've started doing it more recently, is if I catch myself and I think I look good in the moment, I stop and take a picture. And then I can, like, if I'm feeling down,
take a picture, it'll last longer.
Exactly. Like you were saying, like when you're in Mexico, you were feeling it, so you wanted photos. And I think, I don't know. You know, I don't do a lot of, like, selfies.
Yeah.
I feel very, I don't know, I'm always afraid of looking narcissistic with, like, selfies and photos of my body, so I never really post that kind of stuff. But it's nice just to have them for me to look at. And honestly, there's been a few times when I felt saucy and sent one off to my husband, you know? Like, that's fun, too.
Oh, sure. Okay, let me ask you this. This is, like, going down a different alley.
Yeah.
The other day I was talking to a friend, and we were talking about, like, Insta storying and stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, no. I said, as many Insta stories as I've put out, you will never catch me usually Insta storying, like, in front of someone else. Like, I am not even someone that will sit in the car if anyone else is around to Insta story, because I'm like, I don't want anyone to see me do it. And she was like, why? I was like, I don't know. It's like, I don't want someone to see me.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. Okay, so I will do it in the car because it's pretty normal for people just to be in the car looking at their phones, so I think people probably don't know what I'm doing, or maybe they think I'm FaceTiming, but if there was a big crowd around my car, I wouldn't. Like, I do want to feel like I'm kind of alone, but I don't prefer in the car.
Like the girl that walks down Target and is like, all right, now I'm on aisle 3.
Never.
This is body wash. Body wash is what you use to cleanse your body. Like, that would never be me.
Yeah, no. And large public, it's just not I don't know. Maybe I think I'm kind of old fashioned sometimes, but I feel like it's just kind of not appropriate in a store. Everyone's just trying to shop and do their business. Maybe they'll be in the background and maybe they don't want to be on camera. I mean,
yeah, like
you should never post pictures of people without their knowledge. I think that's really rude and disrespectful. So that would be one reason why I wouldn't do it. And then I just wouldn't want to annoy other shoppers. God, it just seems annoying.
It seems so annoying. In my mind,
that's
like,
how we feel about it.
Like, no one needs, like, no. Well, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
I would go to Target, buy the products, and come home and do stories for my bathroom.
Yeah. Okay, would you, so, like, I will never, I feel so weird doing it in front of Zach, too. Zach's my husband. Do you Insta story in front of Damien?
Oh, not a lot. No, I really prefer to be in my bathroom. Like, that's so weird. Like, I
prefer to be alone when I talk to thousands.
When
of
I talk
people.
To my phone, I prefer to be alone. I rarely do them in front of Damien. Rarely.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. I thought about that a little bit too. It's funny that you brought it up because.
So if you're listening, how do you feel about this issue?
Yeah, we'll post like a question maybe in stories and we'll see what people think about being on, like working on doing your Instagram stories in public. How do y'all feel about that?
Okay, so something that you said earlier, we're kind of like just going all over the place, was, you know, when your clients come in, you're like, what are you here to talk to me about?
Yes.
That's exactly like how I treat the face, like the skin. Mm-hmm. You know, I usually, like, when they're laying down, I'm like, so, like, what are you focusing on? You know, like, what do I need to be focusing on for you, kind of thing? Like, what are your goals? Because it's so important, I think, if, you know, you're an esthetician listening, you never want to, like, what you see, they may not see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it is not your job to create an insecurity for someone. Okay? Like, I just... Like,
yeah.
I've been in rooms with a lot of, usually, nurse practitioners and doctors, you know, and I just... Sometimes it rubs me the wrong way, the way that they will consult.
Yeah. Bedside manner.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like...
Yeah, I never want people to leave feeling worse about themselves because I point out all this stuff they didn't know was going on.
Yeah. Now, like, it's different if they come in and they're like, look, I just really, I don't know where to start, you know?
Yeah.
You know, recommending a treatment that will, like, just give them the overall, like, most, like, bang.
Yeah.
And, like, explaining, like, hey, well, like, I've got this IPL and, you know, it'll really just, like, even out some skin tone and overall it'll be, like, a really great, like, boom. But, like, most people come in and they're like, I don't like my under eyes. I don't like this wrinkle. I don't like these wrinkles.
Melasma, my poor size.
Something. There's something that they're there for. And so, like, in the consultation, it's, like, make sure that, like, that's what your focus is.
Yeah.
Treating that with care.
Yeah, treating that with care. That, well put. Yes, treating people with care.
Loving them.
Yes.
Like, and how is it in the... Because when, you know, the treatment room is different than just, like, working in a normal doctor's office. Like, the treatment room is Vegas.
It's Vegas, yeah.
It is everything that... It's like therapy. Especially during a facial, I think, because, like, if you want to talk, you talk, but if you don't want to talk, you don't talk.
Right.
It's like you're vibing. I don't even know where my train of thought is going now, but I just thought, like, we needed to back up and just, like, talk about, like, consultations all together and...
Yeah. Well, and also, like, how many times I was thinking this when you were talking about, you know, earlier when we were saying not making people, you know, feel worse and bringing up things, how many times have you gotten a new patient, like, consult, and they say, well, I went so-and-so, and they just told me this and this and this, and, like, you can just tell they're, like, downtrodden from it, and it's, like, hurt their confidence some. Like, how many times have you, you know, sat across and just listened and empathized, and, like, your heart's like, oh, God, I hate it. They went there, and that they made this feel warm. Like, so, like, that's when I start looking at them, and I'm like, before they leave, I'm going to find something to compliment them on, you know?
Yeah. I most often, like, hear that with injections.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, getting a client come in, and they're like, well, I went to so-and-so, and they want to do this filler here and this filler here and this. Yeah. And I'm like... Well, first, you're beautiful, you know, like, because everyone, if you, I think, like, there's beauty in every single person, you know, it's just, we all have different forms of beauty.
Yeah.
There's something beautiful about everyone, if you have a good personality, that is.
God, don't like that. Personalities.
Yeah, personalities.
That's, okay.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We want to thank Kelsey Kopecki for letting us use her music and Damian Churchwell for the sound engineering. Please leave us a review, throw us some stars, and subscribe.